WBBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good evening, good afternoon, wherever you be in the world. Welcome to Chi-Com America. The communists are here. They're in charge. Let's call it like it is. And I still am going to hold out hope that Trump has got him and General Flynn got something up their sleeve about the military, because if the military doesn't step in, there's not going to be a republic. We have, back in the days of good old, back in the days of, I got a call here. Hold on a minute. I should have silenced my phone here. Trying to get some information in on a lawsuit I'm working on here for a guy where they're really screwing him. Typical lawyers, I tell you. I think Shakespeare may have had something about kill all the lawyers. Well, I tell you, I have seen so many of these attorneys. They're just, I don't say. I mean, they're not all like that, of course. But as a group, generally, they're like the politicians. There aren't many good ones. I have never seen anything like. I'm only 78. I've never seen anything like what's going on in my lifetime. Here we have President Trump that has done so much good. And everybody's mad because of his tweets. Oh, give me a break. I can't stand a little truth instead of hearing this lying, pandering nonsense. You just literally cannot, I just can't imagine this many, Communist China's here, folks. During the Russia time, they had Pravda, which meant truth, the communist newspaper. They had Izvesta, IZVESTIA. IZVESTIA. They had that were the those were the two communist rags. And when I was growing up, I built a radio and I listened to the Voice of America and I listened to the shortwave out of Moscow, out of Russia. We don't have a media. They are the new Pravda and Vesta. They are. These tech giants. Just a new electronic version of the same thing. Lies. Just one lie after another lie after another lie. And they're doing the same thing. They censor people. That's what communist China did. Or Russia. They censor. That's what they're doing in China today. They censor you. And if you aren't a good boy, you don't, your little car don't work to buy stuff. It's coming to America. I wonder what all them union people are thinking that are getting laid off, the majority of which are Democrats. Get it on. I used to belong to three different unions. Every dang one of them was a frickin' Democratic threshold. Or that's all they were. And they wanted us all the time on the elections. We were supposed to get around and donate so much. Do you know how much Ralph donated? Not one penny. Not a penny. Charles in Florida, question or comment?
Yeah. I hope I'm not off topic. First, I'd like to know what your bumper music is.
I don't know. I just already got started, so I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like it's medieval music. Very interesting, anyway. Medieval dance or something from court of Henry VIII or Richard III or something. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, do you ever read Henry Mackow, the Canadian author? Mackow? Yeah, he's
no.
January 20th. Our video on thetruthseeker.co.uk from England. He's a Canadian, Henry Mackow. He's talking about a minister's wife in Alberta, Canada, being taken in by authorities. She's been traveling around on ministerial work in Canada, and you have to test negative to get on a plane there, you know, for the virus.
Oh, yeah.
And they took her in anyway. They just arrested her and took her to a camp, and her husband doesn't know where it is. So they're already doing it in Canada now.
It's a lie.
Right into the gulag.
This COVID-19 is a con. All it is a different flavor of the flu. We have hydroxychloroquine with zinc. We have doxycycline. We have nebulizers and a couple of other things that, if they were given when they first find out about it, we wouldn't have it. It's a con to kill our economy. And, of course, what they're doing, I can go to Walmart's over here. I'm in a PO mass with the Alaska Club up here because they won't open the steam room. And I'm hoping, because I'm just paying them 50%. I said, you open the steam room, and if you don't, sue me, please. And she says, well, we're operating under the CDC guidelines. I said, okay. She says, you can look it up. I says, oh, no, you look them up. I haven't heard from her yet. I have the third email I've sent her. And I said, you know what? How come hydroxychloroquine is good for malaria on one side of the CDC, and if I use it for the other side of COVID-19, it's going to kill me? Oh, my God. It's like... I says,
Yeah, of course they can't even find the virus looks like. They can't even isolate it.
It's all a con.
The Irish doctor it tried to look throughout the British Isles. Nobody is isolated. We don't know if it even exists.
Isolated. I don't doubt that there's something out there, but it's just a flu. It's nothing different than the other types of flu. And then they get around
you,
and imagine.
Are you familiar with Vernon Coleman?
No.
He's an Englishman, and he talks about the whole thing about whether the virus exists, all this stuff. It's just a complete fraud.
I don't doubt we have a virus. There's no doubt about that. But the thing is...
Yeah, but is it COVID-19? You know?
I don't know.
They can't isolate. They can't prove under Koch's postulates.
Well...
Koch was a famous microbiologist in the 19th century. They couldn't... They can't prove that it's by the antivirus that they can...
Well, I think we can agree on this. This is a con to bring our economies down, and it's also to kill the small business. A small business.
It's typical technocrats. Technocrats regard small and middle-sized business as expendable. They're
Why don't they get together and rise up and tell them to go to HELL? I would. That's just me.
Well, some people think this is a great calling. This isn't an adjustment of our economy. It's a great calling of 7.8 billion people.
Since this started in Wasilla, Alaska, we have a very large Walmart, a very large Freddie Myers. I can walk around in there. They say put a mask on, but there's a few people do. There's always a few people that believe in nonsense because it's been proven they don't do a dang thing. Now Fauci's coming out. Well, we'll use two. Well, maybe we'll use three. It's like putting up a dang chain link fence to stop mosquitoes in Alaska. Whoosh, right on through. That's not. It's
Fauci,
BS.
Fauci last year in July 16th was in a panel. It's been on TV. He admitted there's no proof that such a virus exists, and that the so-called PCR test measures anything except exosomes, pieces of viruses that have been long dead. He even admitted it right in a panel discussion on July 16th.
He is all over the place. Fauci is
all over the place. You can't believe anything he says.
He's a communist.
Like Curry Mullis said.
He's a communist.
Curry Mullis on a videotape when he was alive said he's a big liar. He said I'd say that right to his face.
Yeah. Okay, well,
the inventor of the PCR test.
Yeah, I think we can agree on these basic premises. There's a big con going on, and it's about shutting down businesses. They can't prove this stuff. I mean, they can't. And these tests are bogus because they test for every dang thing in the world. And it's the goal of this is to kill the economies. And then what we're having now is they're going to be using it, just like I'm in Alaska. Pretty soon, it's going to be, I can't get on an airplane to leave Alaska. I won't be able to go through Canada without taking a vaccine, so I'm stuck in Alaska. What do I do?
Right.
So, they're doing...
Evidently, in Canada, they're putting people in camps now. And the husband of the woman that was put in the camp, he can't find where she is. And now, this is in Alberta, Calgary. I think that's Alberta, right?
That's
where she was arrested.
You told me that. Okay, what this is a means to have the Satanists, the devil worshippers, the globalists come in, and we control our travel by a thing that we can't see, but it's fear and panic. I deal with IRS, fear and panic. So now we can control our travel. It's coming down to the bottom line. You can't speak. The freedom of speech is gone now. If you piss off the wrong people because they're all in charge and nobody will vote to take away their exemption, the Republicans or the Democrats. So now we're going to be get down to where we can't talk. And they're coming for our guns like that Beto idiot. I'm coming. Well, bring it on because I give away free lead every day. Step in my house and you'll get free lead. Period. End of story. But this is all to bring down our republic. And if the military does not step in.
It's a communist country. Communist countries that have internal passports, you know, like in Eastern Europe when the Soviet Union occupied Eastern Europe or in the Soviet Union. Talk to anybody that lived during those times. You couldn't travel around without an internal passport.
I know. I got a person that his grandmother came out of Russia, and she says, these people in America said they got their heads shoved up their butts. I escaped from this, and it's coming right back again. So anyway, thanks for calling, Charles. We are in agreement. Okay. It's a great big con. Okay? When are people going to wake up? Look at facts. Just like this Alaska Club. Where's your facts, ma'am? I'm just paying them half. I said, come on. So I got a copy of their contract. I said, come on. But come after me, please, because I will have standing to sue you. And I will sue you. Because I don't have standing to take on. We need to stand up and fight. What is wrong with people with these teachers' unions? How can you stay home and get full pay for a year? You can't make this stuff up. What the hell is wrong with people? I'll tell you what, I went to a one-room schoolhouse, Golden Ridge, in Wilson County, Kansas. 8 years I went. You know what? I was valedictorian of the whole damn county, so the schooling must not be so bad. So why in the heck don't these people get together, rent a room, get somebody to teach if they can't homeschool them, and get somebody to teach 10 or 12 of them or 15 of them? And do it. Quit sending your children to get brainwashed. I'm going to play, I didn't get started now, I'm going to play a thing that Paul Harvey did on the Declaration of Independence. And it's just unbelievable what is going on. You just got, I don't know what to say anymore. Layla in Canada, question, comment?
Your earlier caller talked about the punitive measures being taken against Canadians who dare to think they have the freedom to fly. Yes, not only is it going to be very restrictive in terms of getting on a plane in Canada, but those who already left prior to the initiation of the new rules are going to have to pass a COVID test within that very small frame of time, 72 hours, to both get the results, and be able to provide proof of it. And then once they arrive in Canada, they are going to be forced into a quarantine facility for 3 days at their own expense, amounting to $2,000.
Wow.
I can't imagine the fanciest hotel in the world being worth that. But their excuse is, well, the staff at the hotels are going to have to take extra precautionary measures and blah, blah, blah. But the worst part is that once you're in this quarantine facility, you have fewer rights than a convicted prisoner. You cannot go out to walk. You're not allowed to take any pictures. You're very limited in terms of what food or drink you can bring into your room. If you're allowed access to your suitcase so that you can change your clothing, it's unknown. And then if they find during those 3 days that the PCR test, which we know is highly questionable, if you do indeed have COVID, then you're confined for an indefinite period of time.
Isn't that special? Are the people in Canada waking up or not?
No, Canadians are very stupid. Actually, about a week ago, the leader of the former the Reform Party, which was a little more right of what we used to call themselves the Conservatives, and prior to that, they were called Progressive Conservatives, if you can believe that combination of terms. His name is Preston Manning, and he wrote a lengthy letter outlining every single aspect of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms that they are violating, and then demanded that they also bring in not only what they consider medical experts, but they consult every other aspect of society, experts in every other aspect of society that will be affected by measures, the lockdown measures. For example, I'm in Ontario. I'm not allowed to leave my home. If I go out to walk in order to exercise a little, a cop could stop me and I would be penalized a minimum of $750 unless I prove I'm going for groceries. Well, I'm not going to walk to pick up groceries and walk back, obviously. So right. Basically, we're all under house arrest. And it's why Canadians, you know, we have, and what you say about lawyers, not all of them are bad. I mean, I know people who actually have gone into the law in order to limit the punitive rewards that are given to false plaintiffs. So there are some people on the defense side who, unless you're a criminal defense lawyer, I think you're a criminal yourself if you defend a knowingly guilty criminal. That's my personal view. But even lawyers, you'd think the decent lawyers would stand up together as a group and say, hey, this is a violation of our rights. But part of the problem is the Canadians have brought in tons and piles of so-called refugees and migrants from countries where they were accustomed to tyranny and accustomed to compliance and subservience. And therefore, they now make up a large part of the electorate. And the ones who were once educated in the concepts of freedom are too old. Many of them are in those nursing homes, or the other thing that you pointed out, now that we've lost our freedom of assembly, our right to get together, how do we talk to each other to get together and organize some kind of
effective? Our country, well, I'm going to play this thing on Paul Harvey. And I think it's worth your listening. It's a 10-minute. We'll have to play it after the bottom of the hour. We have lost our way, that we have a creator, and he has a son, and we have morals. And what this our country was founded on, and even Canada, we have the Magna Carta, and we have the Declaration of Independence. And what those people did is unbelievable. We have very few people today that will fight. Now, Trump is one of them. He's put an awful lot on the line in his family. He had a nice life. And I cannot believe how all of these people have turned on him. But it shows how dangerous they think Trump is, because we can't have somebody in that will stand and fight. And in this, and you can call it the deep swamp, what it is. These people are devil worshipers. They're into pedophilia big time. They kill babies even after they're born. I mean, you can't make this
up. Oh, I know.
The Bible. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's just. No, and we're going to open. We stop the wall in Mexico and let everybody in, but we go to D.C. and they got a damn wall around it, and that wire, that, I can't think what they call it, around it to protect a bunch of criminals. Yeah. So they, and then we had got all kinds of military to protect them, but now we're going to defund the police out in the cities. And if you're going to defund the police, the crime has gone right through the roof. And it makes no sense unless you're out to destroy our republic. And that's what they're doing right in front of us. And I don't know what to say.
You made a very interesting comment. The southern border is going to be open. People will be flooding over. Whereas on the north, in Canada, where they're following the same restrictive procedures as the U.S., they're making us jump through hoops if we want to fly to the U.S. What is wrong with the Americans is what I would ask, because the other thing, too, is a lot of the fake migrants or fake refugees that come over into the U.S. then end up coming to Canada, where there's going to be even greater rewards and benefits for being an unknown person without papers and being there's actually unofficial entry points into the U.S. where the RCMP and border guards used to stand by, watch them drive up in cabs, dressed in the best clothing, carrying suitcases, a family of three or four, and then very often the RCMP would smile and carry the children and their luggage over the demarcation line that would be the point where there should be an illegal crossing sign. It's called the Roxham Road Entry for any of you who are listening and want to get into Canada illegally. Supposedly, it's now being monitored, and they're preventing entry because of COVID. But that's BS.
Who in his right mind would stop deportation of MS-13? These people are terrible, and they've deported thousands of them. Open up, turn loose, convicted murderers, thieves, child rapists, sex trading folks. Just turn them loose. Oh, it's okay. The only thing, you know, if they would turn them loose, I don't have any problem if they would go after all the Democrats. If they want to kill and rape all the Democrats, you ask for it. But the problem is we got a whole bunch of innocent folks that they're going to go after. That's the problem
that's
the we
problem.
Have.
That adds to the fear, and that's the whole point. When people are fearful, they lose their ability to think logically. And the same happens when people are in a state of war. So, forgive me, with all due respect, I truly admire you and respect you because I've been listening to you for a while. I'm afraid I personally have doubts about Trump. And I don't think he's the great savior that many people believe him to be. I question just how much he really is a victim of this process and how much there might be, I don't know. I can't be certain, but I certainly have doubts because there were a lot of things he did that he should not have done, and a lot
like
of
what?
Things he could have
like
done
what?
That he did not
like
do.
What? Like what?
Well, he could have found ways of actually going in and taking punitive action. I don't know how far you're far more knowledgeable than I am with regard to the, especially the
well,
U.S. law and the Constitution.
Let me tell you.
The supremacy clause.
He had no help from the Republican Party. The Republican Party was against him. How do you go into a swamp? How do you go into hell, basically, is what he is doing, and find anybody? There are so few. Look at the few Republicans that stood up for him. Very few. They aren't Republicans. Look at the head, McConnell, the head of the Senate. He's married a dang Chi-Com communist wife. They have... they have shares in a communist country that builds ships since 1993. And his folks are communists. The hell's going on there?
Well,
and he's turning against Trump.
Well, let's assume that Trump really is a total victim and he had all the best of possible intentions, but he swayed back and forth so often. What I loved was when Trump said he was going to reject NAFTA and refuse to negotiate, and he was very abrupt at a G8 meeting in Canada, and then he left. And then Trudeau, the so-called Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, made some disparaging remark. And then Trump came back with calling Justin Trudeau a two-faced liar. And then the next day, the very next day, he says, well, Justin is really a nice guy. This is the kind of thing about Trump that troubles me.
If you're into politics, you have to put on some stuff for the public to take in. What you want to judge Trump on? What did he accomplish? He accomplished more.
Well,
he's probably the greatest president this country has ever had. He got rid of NAFTA. He got us out of TPP.
He got us out of the Paris Accords.
China was what we were doing. We have been funding the buildup of China. He stopped that. Turned it around. And what did he do?
He did not get rid of NAFTA.
Pardon?
He did not get rid of NAFTA. He did not get rid of NAFTA. Instead,
yes,
they just changed the name to North. No, he's not. We've now got the North American Mexico Trade Agreement. It's basically the same pig with a different name.
It's not the same NAFTA deal. With a different name, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I'm going to assume that you know better than I do, and I apologize if I'm mistaken.
I do. Okay.
Okay. Well, then, if I'm mistaken, my understanding is, from the Canadian perspective, that the Canadians did well with the New Deal.
Including America for a change. What a novel idea! America first. If he's negotiating for America, why wouldn't he put America first? NAFTA. I fought that thing tooth and nail. We got nowhere. When Clinton was in,
he should put America first.
Huh?
But look at the people. Also, look at the people he pardoned. Why did he not pardon Julian Assange and Edward Snowden? I don't have an answer for that.
There are a few things like that, but you can't judge a man on a few things that we think he should have done. We gotta go to music here. I hear the thing coming. So anyway, get Canadians to wake up, please. Thank you.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has
Americans
contacted
the how
sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back here. We're going to play this thing from Paul Harvey, but I'm going to give some advice just based on from my personal experience. In politics, to get things done, there's give and take. And sometimes you have to give up on things that you don't want to do with. Now, what Trump was up against, he was up against the Democratic Party that wanted to impeach him before he even got into office. There's no crime, folks. You got to have a crime. They went after Trump, trying to find dirt on him, and I don't think there's probably I'll bet there's only a handful of politicians in all of Congress could stand the scrutiny that he did. They did everything to find something that he did wrong, and they couldn't. Now, that ought to tell you something right there for a guy that's a billionaire, because I'm telling you what, that Congress is the epitome of hell. These people are just evil, corrupt, they're into power and money hungry. It's just unbelievable. And we're all sinners. But I'm telling you what, I think Trump is probably the greatest president, short of George Washington, against all odds. He did so many things for everybody. And if anybody would have listened to his inaugural speech, he said, I'm going to give your government back to you. He knew what's going on. He knows. How do you give it back when everybody's against you? Almost everybody. Anyway, listen to what Paul Harvey had to say, and let's see how many people you think today would sign the Declaration of Independence. Let's go ahead and play this.
Americans, the how and the why of our beloved republic are so much better known and understood than the who. The United States of America was born in 1776, but it was conceived 169 years before that. The earliest settlers had watered the New World with much sweat. They had built substantial holdings for themselves, for their families. And when the time came to separate themselves from a tyranny an ocean away, at best it meant starting all over again after the ravages of war. Researching what you're about to hear gave a whole new dimension to my reverence for our nation's first citizens. All others of the world's revolutions, before and since, were initiated by men who had nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Our founders had everything to lose and nothing to gain, except one thing. Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. You remember the cherry tree fiction. A long time after you have forgotten the more earth-shaking, history-making episodes in the life of George Washington, you have misplaced in your memory the details of Ben Franklin's statesmanship, but you remember his flying a kite. Joyce Kilmer was a great military hero. But the only thing you personally recall about him is his poetic tribute to trees. Maybe of this current decade, that which will be remembered best will not be its wars and its moon rockets or its crumbling frontiers or the giants who lived and died. Maybe all that'll survive to linger in the day-by-day vocabulary of generations yet unborn may be the songs of a Memphis minstrel or the reincarnation of electric automobiles. But for any eve of the 4th of July, I, Paul Harvey, do herewith bequeath unto you something to remember. You may not be able to quote one line from the Declaration of Independence at this moment. Henceforth, you'll always be able to quote at least one line. It's in the last paragraph where you will recall when I remind you, it says, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." In the Pennsylvania State House that's now called Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the best men from each of the colonies sat down together. This was a very fortunate hour in our nation's history, one of those rare occasions in the lives of men when we had greatness to spare. These were men of means, well-educated. 24 were lawyers and jurists. 9 were farmers, owners of large plantations. On June 11, a committee sat down to draw up a Declaration of Independence. We were going to tell the British fatherland, no more rule by redcoats. Below the dam of ruthless foreign rule, the stream of freedom was running shallow and muddy. And we were going to light a fuse to dynamite that dam. This pact, as Burke later put it, was a partnership between the living and the dead and the yet unborn. There was no bigotry. There was no demagoguery in this group. All had shared hardships. Jefferson finished a draft of the document in 17 days. Congress adopted it in July, and so much is familiar history. But now, King George III had denounced all rebels in America as traitors. Punishment for treason was hanging. The names now so familiar to you from the several signatures on that Declaration of Independence, the names were kept secret for 6 months for each knew the full meaning of that magnificent last paragraph in which his signature pledged his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor. 56 men placed their names beneath that pledge. 56 men knew when they signed that they were risking everything. They knew if they won this fight, the best they could expect would be years of hardship in a struggling nation. And if they lost, they'd face a hangman's rope. But they signed the pledge. And here is the documented fate of that gallant 56. Carter Braxton of Virginia, wealthy planter, trader, saw his ships swept from the seas. To pay his debts, he lost his home and all of his properties and died in rags. Thomas Lynch Jr., who signed that pledge, was a third-generation rice grower, aristocrat, large plantation owner. After he signed, his health failed. His wife and he set out for France to regain his failing health. Their ship never got to France, was never heard from again. Thomas McKean of Delaware was so harassed by the enemy that he was forced to move his family 5 times in 5 months. He served in Congress without pay, his family in poverty and in hiding. Vandals looted the properties of Ellery and Clymer and Hall and Gwinnett, Alton and Hayward and Rutledge and Middleton. Thomas Nelson, Jr. of Virginia, raised $2 million on his own signature to provision our allies, the French fleet. After the war, he personally paid back the loans, wiped out his entire estate, and he was never reimbursed by his government. In the final battle for Yorktown, he, Nelson, urged General Washington to fire on his, Nelson's, own home, which was occupied by Cornwallis. It was destroyed. Thomas Nelson, Jr. had pledged his life, his fortune, and his sacred honor. The Hessians seized the home of Francis Hopkinson of New Jersey. Francis Lewis had his home and everything destroyed, his wife imprisoned. She died within a few months. Richard Stockton, who signed that declaration, was captured, mistreated, his health broken to the extent that he died at 51. His estate was pillaged. Thomas Hayward, Jr. was captured when Charleston fell. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside while she was dying. Their 13 children fled in all directions for their lives. His fields and grist mill were laid waste. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves and returned home after the war to find his wife dead, his children gone, his properties gone. And he died a few weeks later of exhaustion and a broken heart. Lewis Morris saw his land destroyed, his family scattered. Philip Livingston died within a few months from the hardships of the war. John Hancock, history remembers best due to a quirk of fate rather than anything he stood for, that great sweeping signature attesting to his vanity, towers over the others, one of the wealthiest men in New England. And yet he stood outside Boston one terrible night of the war, and he said, "Burn Boston, though it makes John Hancock a beggar, if the public good requires it." So he, too, lived up to the pledge. Of the 56, few were long to survive. 5 were captured by the British and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes from Rhode Island to Charleston sacked, looted, occupied by the enemy, or burned. 2 lost their sons in the army. 1 had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 died in the war from its hardships or from its more merciful bullets. I don't know what impression you had of the men who met that summer in Philadelphia. But I think it's important that we remember this about them. They were not poor men. They were not wild-eyed pirates. These were men of means. They were rich men, most of them, and had enjoyed much ease and luxury in their personal living. Not hungry men, certainly not terrorists, not irresponsible malcontents, not fanatical incendiaries. These men were prosperous men, wealthy landowners. They were substantially secure in their prosperity. They had everything to lose. But they considered liberty, and this is as much as I shall say of it, they had learned that liberty is so much more important than security, that they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And they fulfilled their pledge. They paid the price. And freedom was born.
Does this sound like this country was systemically racist? You think? It's a lie. Now, I can't really go along. I mean, I did not experience what these people did. But I lost a $2 million company, and you know what? It was worth every staying penny of it. I didn't even know what was going on. I was so naive. I had a company that was making $2 million. In 1998, it was like $100,000. I was living the days of wine and roses, man. Growing. And what did I do? I went out and supported Gulf War Syndrome, Joyce Riley. A hell of a nice person. Very, very smart. And she say, see, they were going bankrupt. You people have listened to the show. And I brought them to Alaska. And I brought the witnesses. We went to the UAA. We rented the auditorium. And only I give out certified documents once I'd seen the stuff. And nobody would help her. I had money. I spent tens of thousands of dollars, and I don't regret it. I wish I could have spent more. I have no idea why people wouldn't help her. And if we had 40 or 60, we had 20 of these dang politicians out of Juneau show up, and not a dang one of them stayed the whole time. And I flew up a doctor, his wife had died from it. I flew up a guy that was at Camisea over there that witnessed the 10 square miles where they blew it up and didn't have proper protection. He had video of it. And I had Joyce Riley that got it. And they didn't even stay the whole time. They got walked out. This is a physician, man. This is a guy that his wife got it, he got it, his three kids got it, and his dogs even got it. And he was so poor, he was getting doxycycline from the veterinarian because our DOD, our government, tested on our troops. And one country walked away clean, France, because they gave their troops doxycycline. They left all their stuff behind. I figured out that probably one in every 100 Americans in America was infected. Joyce Riley took a guy that was certified Gulf War syndrome in his blood. She says, you're not going to believe this. We went to the blood bank thing over there. They said, oh, that's not a problem. I witnessed that in America. The knowingly contamination of our blood supply. I wouldn't have believed it because I told Joyce, now you're stringing me on. She says, come on, let's go do it. Yeah, I lost my business. I don't care. Because you know what? We're not taking it with us, folks. There's something a lot more, because I tell you, I wish I could have done what Joyce did. She helped thousands of vets with the truth. All she needed was a helping hand up. She's now deceased, unfortunately. Heck of a nice woman. She gave it all. She gave her all. She was really committed. Why won't people fight? I don't know. Dr. Judy Wood. I got involved in stuff when I had money. Dr. Judy Wood, the only forensic investigation of 911, the only one based on facts. I got involved in it. And I looked at her stuff. It's all facts. She couldn't get out of a contract to print the book. I got her out of the contract. I got that book printed in China. We had to. I found a printing place in China because the expense in America was so horrific. If you're not connected, they make it so pricey that nobody would buy the book. And what's even crazier, when I was checking out, I found that the people in California, in some of these cities were getting their printing done over there. And boy, were they pissed when they said, how did you find this out? You know what? She gave up. First of all, she had a bicycle accident where somebody hit her with a car. They screwed her big time. Back in a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, I'm back here. Dr. Judy Wood. They did the 911 commission. Do you know what they did? They did a computer model. That's right. They did a computer model and investigated that. Dr. Judy Wood investigated facts, only facts. And she sued the companies that knew who had this technology. It was Tesla's technology. There were 7 buildings went down, not 2, and airplanes don't take down skyscrapers. And she's got, if you go to her home page, video of steel going to the ground, turning to dust. And I guarantee you, steel does not turn to dust when it's falling in the air, and it doesn't twist itself up into little, like a pretzel. Nobody wants to talk about it. She lost her job at Clemson. I have some great conversations with her on Skype. Brilliant woman. And nobody would help her. I got her out of that damn contract, and I'm proud of it. Because I tell you what I got over my fear and panic? I was sitting in front of going to jail for maybe 2 years over two driver's license charges. Because I was trying to find out, I knew I didn't own my ride. They print it in the Anchorage ordinances. Cops can only write tickets for government-owned and government-driven, and I spent tens of thousands of dollars fighting that. You know what I finally, two things I learned. I got in there, and I had about 20 minutes. I was just total panic. And I'll tell you what worked for me. I said, you know what? I got a creator and his son on my side, and that guy sitting up there is some part of the devil. He is a liar, and I am going to stand against him, and he can't touch me no matter what he does to me. He can't. What they going to do to you? They put me in jail on another one for trying to help a chickaloon. I learned another important lesson. You can't save those that don't want to be saved. If they won't fight for themselves, walk away. It's like Moses on the mountain, come down, and these people are building the golden calf, and they had first-hand knowledge. Opened up the earth and swallowed them. That's all you can do with them. Laura in Michigan, hold till we go across the top of the hour so you have time here, because I found this.
Hi, Ralph. What I wanted
Hold on a minute, so we'll have time for your questions, because we only got about a minute here before we go to break. Okay? And we'll catch you on the opposite side. We got to stand and fight. There is a spiritual battle going on down here. Big time. And if people don't wake up, we're not in the majority. Christians are not. You have morals. In the Bible, you either believe in the Ten Commandments or you do not. And I found out in fighting this stuff, go to the root of the tree. What was the root of the tree, supposedly, on this election? Fruit of the poisonous tree. That is such an ingrained, simple concept. You cannot accept something that you know they violated statutory law, constitutional law, and you go into Congress and, oh, I don't know if I can stand up and say, I don't know, we ought to investigate this and call it fraud or not. Oh, because golly gee whiz, that might affect my political career. Oh, gee whiz. Where's your backbone? How many politicians, either Nunes out of California, Jim Jordan, Ohio, Gats out of Florida. Who else? Maybe Cruz to some degree, out of Texas. Hockley out of Missouri. How many? That's out of 500 some people. Give me some politician names. That'll do what Trump has done. Back in a minute.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting.